Ely mine enthusiast Doug Luthanen is giving a presentation on the history of Ely's mines and miners today, and he's an expert on the unique culture that Ely has produced through its labor immigrants, something that the rest of us might not really be clued into. Normally, when we think of Ely, we think of the gateway to the Boundary Waters and wonderful camping adventures. So there's a little bit more to Ely, perhaps, than we might think of at first blush. Doug Luthanen joins us on the phone this morning. Hi, Doug. Nice to have you with us.
Good morning. Lovely morning in the Northland.
So what makes, other than, of course, the wonderful camping we were just talking about, what makes Ely so unique?
You know, it's interesting, your viewpoint of Ely, which is 180 degrees different from mine. I see it as a mining town that was also a tourist area as a third industry at one time and has now become its only industry, despite the fact that it's declining. Ely is unique because it's, first of all, at the end of the road. You can't go farther north than Ely in that part of Minnesota. It was built on mining, and mining made the town what it is. The town wouldn't be there at all if it weren't for mining. It has a culture of immigrants and their descendants who built a strong tradition of hard work and industriousness and resourcefulness, and was a wonderful place to grow up at that time that I did.
So Ely's not just a place that you're interested in. It's your hometown.
Yes, Ely's my hometown and was the hometown for their entire lives of my parents, and all four of my grandparents came to Ely in their youth, so I'm a third-generation Elyite.
That's what Ely residents are called, Elyites, so we get it right in case we don't just say, you know, the folks up in Ely.
So, I don't know. I just made that term up. I don't know what we call ourselves. We call ourselves Rangers, I guess.
So what is, a lot of mining communities in the Northland. What do you feel makes Ely so special? In particular, well, about the mines and that mining culture.
Well, we had different kind of mining in Ely than was done anywhere else on the Iron Range, or at least most of the Iron Range. Sudan had an underground mine as well, and Sudan and Ely were the only places that had real producing iron, underground iron mines. The mines of the Mesabi Range, which is Virginia, where I'm sitting right now, and Eveleth and Hibbing and Chisholm and Gilbert and those towns, were all surface mines, which is a much different type of mining and has a lot different feel and look to it. Underground mining is what we had in Ely, and again, as I said, Ely was and still is at the end of the road, so we were pretty much isolated. We had our own community, and those of us who grew up there are still friends with people who also grew up there. I mean, I had lunch the other day with five buddies who I went to high school with and went to kindergarten with, and we're still together. And that's not unusual for Elyites. I don't know how many people in the country that I've encountered over my life still have friends that they had when they were preschoolers.
What about as you watch the community now, do you feel that, for example, the graduating class of 2015 is going to have those same kinds of bonds, that they've got that same kind of, is isolation the right word? Do they have that same, are they going to have the same kinds of connection to one another that you're talking about?
I think they will to a lesser degree, but I'm certain that they'll have it more than most places. First of all, my graduating class in 1967 was 132 kids. Today, Ely graduates 34. So Ely has declined dramatically since I was a kid. Secondly, many of the names that I see on the graduating class list this year are not the names I'm familiar with of the old Ely immigrant descendants. They're people who have moved in there for various reasons over the years. So they wouldn't have generational contacts like I did and my friends did, where our parents went to school together and our grandparents went to school together in Ely. My mother, father, two sisters, and I all went to the same elementary school in Ely. And that's not common today at all.
It's interesting to think about having that generational connection. I mean, it's so easy for kids to say, well, you don't know what my life is like. And it would have been a lot more difficult for you to say that to your folks, because your folks and your grandparents, yeah, I went to the same high school. Yeah, some things have changed, but I grew up in this town just like you're doing.
You know, that's a very trenchant remark. I have not thought of it that way, but you're exactly right. We had the same environment as our grandparents and our parents, and that probably did make communicating with them much easier. I don't remember tensions between generations growing up among my friends or in our family. It was all very close. My fondest memories are having Christmas Eve dinner and present opening at grandparents' house with all the cousins there. So that was, I think that's more typical in a town where you're isolated and where you have multi-generations living together.
You know, one of the things that you talk about the isolation, but one of the things that in theory our new technology is supposed to make available is it's supposed to give folks who have a connection to a rural or an isolated area the opportunity, in theory, to go home again and be able to work and telecommute from places like Ely. Do you see that that's happening at this point yet?
I think there's a little of that, but much of what you're describing is going overseas and not going to small-town America.
Well, that is certainly not encouraging, I guess. I was hoping you were going to say, well, yeah, folks can do that, and
I think some do. There are a few who do that, a few internet-based businesses. My neighbor at the lake does that for a living. I don't know how much of that there is overall in the country. I know that small towns are declining every place, and that's often used as an excuse for why Ely doesn't need to restore its economy, because small towns are declining everywhere. But small towns everywhere don't have two negatives that Ely has to fight. One is the Boundary Waters canoe area, which prohibits so much activity in the area that it has driven away a lot of tourism. And the other is that there's a giant ore body of copper and nickel ore right on the edge of town that can be developed but is being resisted by some people who would like it not to be.
So when you speak to your group today about Ely, what do you want them to take away from that? I mean, do you want them to feel energized, excited, curious? What are you hoping to inspire in your presentation today?
I didn't draft my remarks as inspirational, more as entertaining. But in any case, if there's any inspiration that comes from it, it would be that Ely is and has been a delightful town and a wonderful place to grow up, and that it can have a future.
Well, Doug, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your taking the time and break a leg in your presentation.
Thank you very much.
Doug Luthanen joined us this morning as our guest on Northland Morning. He is an enthusiast and a hometown boy from Ely and knows quite a bit about Ely's mines, miners, and the unique culture that Ely has produced over the years.